Guess who's back? No, I'm not gonna do that. Well, I got the Doritos and some weird dip thing that I found at the shops. Yeah, I don't know. It looked pretty gross though. I thought that we should try it maybe. What's the matter? Well, obviously you're not fine. But seriously, no, I can tell. What is it? Okay, well, you do realize that I'm here all night, and I mean, you know me pretty well by now. I'm not just gonna leave it alone. I can see you're not okay. Okay, fine. If that's the way that you wanna play it, fine. I'm just gonna come and sit right next to you, and I'm gonna wait until you tell me what's up. Nope. I don't want you being down or upset on our special hangout night. It's not happening, so the sooner you tell me, the sooner that we can get on with this amazing night that I have planned. I can wait all night. All night. I can wait all night. Has something happened? Okay. Well, tell me about it. Right. And things just don't seem to be going well again. No, I know. It's hard not to feel anxious and stressed when all that's going on. It's okay. I'll tell you what, scooch up. Yeah, just a little. That's hanging off the edge. I've been thinking of how to talk to you about this for a while now. And this is our special hangout night, and it's going to be really chill, and we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're just going to hang out and be best friends, because it's been weeks since we saw each other, and we need this, but I think there's something that you need more before we can do that. Seeing you so upset, and these days growing more and more, I guess, despondent about it all. Hey. I'm really worried about you. I am. I don't want you to get to a point where you just really don't care anymore. And so I think there's a few things that I need to say to you as your best friend. How do people seek out relationships? I knew you were gonna look at me like that. Think about it though. They might go out a lot, hoping to pull someone night out. They might go on off-R on Reddit. They might go on apps like Tinder. Just trying to talk to people, to find someone to just talk with. You want to know what I think's wrong with that? You're looking for something that isn't going to reciprocate the attention that you're prepared to give. I know. But there's no mutual or natural connections. Not initially, anyway. And I'm not saying that absolutely no one is successful by doing those things. And hey, you know, maybe one day you might find somebody through that. But I feel like it just ends in a lot of confusion and disappointment and hurt, right? Each time things don't go well, it just makes things harder. You get anxious. It gets to a point where you begin to self-sabotage before things have even, like, begun, because it's easier to just kill it yourself than to let them hurt you again, isn't it? You're such a lovely, kind, nice, giving person. It really kills me to watch you put up this front to others like it doesn't bother you anymore and that you don't want anyone. But then to be so sad when you're by yourself. And I see that side of you. I know that you care. I know that you just want someone. I think you're going about it all wrong. And I'm saying all of this because I really love you. I really care about you. I just want you to be okay. I want you to remember that. I really care about you. But I think that you just need to realize that looking for something is just, it's so draining. You are so far into this negative cycle of feeling like, you know, you're not good enough, or that you're a burden, or that no one's gonna want you to see what's actually important. There is nothing wrong with you as a person, okay? You are an absolute gem, and everyone in your life is lucky to know you. And I'm never gonna have you argue with me about that. I know that you feel differently sometimes, but take it from me, I would never lie to you, okay? Your worth is just unimaginable, and I wish I could make you see it from my eyes. But there is something wrong with your attitude towards life and relationships. I feel like you're expecting to find what you're looking for, and you're trying to do it as quickly as possible because, you know, you're lonely and you crave that love that you really deserve. But in the process, you're just draining yourself emotionally, you know, closing yourself off, stopping things, opportunities from taking place, pushing people away. Instead, you should be using that energy for you. I know that you've been single for a while. I know it hurts. I know you've gotten yourself into this headspace of, maybe there's just not someone out there for me. And I know how easy it is to get into that headspace, but it's just not true. It's not true. They are out there, but the trick is, you're not going to find them by looking for them. The person that you're meant to be with is just going to appear when you least expect it. I promise. They are just going to pop out of nowhere. You're not going to be expecting it. You're not going to be looking for it. But they're just going to find you. How do I explain this? You need to care about you first. For me, I think relationships have three stages. Initial attraction, getting to know each other, and then, you know, knowing each other a lot. And in the initial attraction stage, it's not like movies. It's not going to be noticeable at all, you know, at least not at first. Physical attraction is going to play some part, but it's actions that catch people's eye the most. Actions like self-improvement, goals, kindness, and just being stable and being sure of yourself and, you know, knowing who you are and what you want. But if you're wearing your I don't really care anymore attitude and, you know, letting your anxiety stop anything before it started, then the chances are that people are just gonna walk on by, and maybe that special someone is gonna walk on by too. At the same time, you don't have to have an I care so much and I'm really down about being lonely attitude, which I know you try and suppress a lot. But, you know, the thing is that neither of those approaches are ever going to work, because, you know, those attitudes put up a wall and it hides who you actually are. Like, I see you sometimes and I think, wow, who is this person? This isn't the person I know. This isn't my best friend. It kills me that you put on this front that you don't care when you really do. It's just, I care about you so much, and it kills me to see you like this. The key, I think, to keeping that wall down but not get hurt is to just not worry about being lonely, because, you know, being lonely means that you don't have anybody in the world. you know? I know you feel lonely sometimes, but that's a certain type of loneliness that's, you know, emotional loneliness, that's wanting a partner in somebody else loneliness. But, you know, you're not lonely. You got family, friends, work colleagues, you know, people have nieces, nephews. You have to concentrate on what you've got now and make the best of it. Don't waste your life feeling lonely or searching for somebody. Because like I said, they're going to find you. But there are things that you need to do for them to find you. You know? If you're concentrating on your existing relationships, people are just going to naturally gravitate towards you. It's improving yourself, growing as a person all the time, having those goals, being driven, knowing what you want. I know it's easier said than done, and it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of thought, a lot of decisions, but, you know, how can you expect someone to want to be with you and walk that path with you when you can't even see a path for yourself? Hey, it's all gonna start with you. I think you have to really start thinking about your life now and where it's going. I mean, is how you're living now the way that you want to spend the rest of your one life, your one precious life that you're not gonna get back? Or, you know, do you wanna maybe go back to education or follow a dream? Maybe travel, find a new career, learn new skills, meet new people. Whatever it is that you feel like doing, even if it's just an inkling and you think you might want to do it, you have to do it. You should do it because this is all progress to finding that special person that you want and that you need. And then when they arrive, you know, you're not going to be looking for them, but they'll just appear and they're going to want to be with you. They're going to want your growth attitude and your light to be shining on them too. I know, like, it's hard for me because I can see it for you. And I know that this new mindset is going to take a little bit of getting used to and a lot of thought. But you can do this. You can do it. I know you can. You can make these changes. And I promise that you're going to be better for it. And, you know, when the one walks into your life, I'll be the first one here cheering for you and saying, "See, I told you, you wouldn't see it coming." And you'll be so happy. But it's not going to happen overnight, sweetheart. It's a rough journey. But it's made better by concentrating on yourself and all the good things in your life, like moi. No matter what happens, I am always going to be your friend. And you've got so many amazing friends around you, loving you, supporting you for the wonderful person that you are. I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky to know you. And I can't wait for all of these people that you're going to meet to realize it too. Okay, I just don't want you to think that I've been too harsh or, you know, overbearing. I desperately want you to feel better, and I think trying this different approach is better than spiraling, which I'm worried is gonna happen. Yeah, I love you. You're my best friend, and I'm already so proud of you and everything that you've ever done. Hey, should we get this positive mindset started by appreciating our friendship and our existing relationship with some Doritos and some games? Okay, give me a hug. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. You can do this. Now, I'm gonna go and kick your butt on some games. Come on.